So today what we want to try to do is answer that question, who am I? And so to do that, let's look at Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to start with verses 18 through 20. It said, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" So Jesus is gathered with his disciples, and this is the last message that he gives to them, the last thing that he says before he returns to heaven. And so because this is the last thing that he says, we tend to put a lot of importance on it, right? And so we call this the Great Commission. And I think here we find our identity. We find our purpose. Jesus says, go into all the world, baptizing, making disciples of all the nations. So what does that mean for us? Today we're going to talk about three things that we are that I think come really from this passage, who we are. So here's what I want to start with today. Oh, I didn't advance those. My bad. So the first thing is this. You are a missionary. And I don't know what you think of when you think of being a missionary. Maybe you think of the guy that shows up every couple years at your church, that your church sends money to, that lives in some other country, and he comes and he speaks, and maybe that's what you think of when you think of a missionary. Maybe it's someone like Josh and Kara who were in Paraguay, or my wife and I who were in the Dominican Republic. That may be what you think of when you think of a missionary. Maybe when you think of missions, you think of summer trips and chacos and building houses or whatever it is that your congregation does. We all kind of have an image in our mind when we think of being a missionary. But I don't know how often you guys think of yourself as a missionary. But the reality is that if you are a Christian, you are a missionary. It's who you are. It's what you're called to be. See, a missionary, typically when we try to define that word, a missionary is someone who has gone to a foreign land, somewhere that they're not a native of, on a mission, with a purpose, right? Well, in John 15, verse 19, Jesus says this, "If you were of the world, the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." Jesus makes it clear, as Christians, this world is not our home. So just us being here, if we are here living with a purpose on a mission, then we are all missionaries. I tell my students at Highlands this a lot. I believe that you guys as students are capable of a lot more than what most people probably give you credit for. But more importantly, I believe that you are capable of so much more than what you probably give yourself credit for. You see, when we decide to put on Christ in baptism, we become a part of the church. Now, if you were 15 or 16 when you made that decision, you're not a junior member of the church. You're not a member on probation. You're a member of the body of Christ, right? And so all the responsibility, all of the calling, all of the purpose that the adults in the church have, you have as well. And it's important that we remind ourselves of that and that we live in a way that shows that we understand that. You see, I think that we get really caught up when it comes to missions. We get really caught up in the destination. Because when we think of missions, we typically think of going somewhere, right? I'm going to Paraguay. I'm going to the Dominican Republic. I'm going to North Florida to do hurricane relief. Whatever it is, we think of going somewhere, but the reality is that as Christians, no matter the destination or where you are in life, no matter your location, your mission is still the same. The mission doesn't change. The mission of the Great Commission to evangelize everywhere doesn't change. And the problem is that when Jesus says, go into all the world, we take that really seriously, except for the world right around us sometimes. We will hear that. Jesus says, go into all the world. And so we go. We go to all kinds of places and all kinds of countries. But then when we come home, we kind of step out of that mission. Now, I'm not trying to belittle foreign missions. I lived in another country. I think that's important too. But if we don't live our lives every day on the same mission with the same purpose, then it kind of devalues the times that we leave. So let's talk about maybe why you guys and myself might struggle with this a little bit. I think one of the things that we say, one of the things that we might think, maybe we don't say it out loud, is that I'm too young. And you can replace that with whatever you want. Maybe it's not that you're saying that you're too young. Maybe it's you saying I'm not qualified enough, or I don't know enough, or I'm not experienced enough, or I haven't studied enough. Maybe you think, well, I'm not a good enough teacher to tell someone about Jesus. Or maybe I'm just not confident enough. Well, in Jeremiah, and I didn't put the chapter there, but it's in Jeremiah, verses 4 through 8, says, now the word of the Lord came to me, and this is God speaking to the prophet Jeremiah. It says, now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. So let's stop there for a second. God tells Jeremiah, before you were even made, I have a purpose for you. I had a plan for you. I have a mission for you. And this is Jeremiah's response. Then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. So God lays out this mission before Jeremiah, and Jeremiah says, I don't know how to talk. I'm too young. I don't have the experience to know what to do with this mission. Basically, Jeremiah is saying, I'm not good enough to do what you're asking me to do. And this is what God replies. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a youth. For to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. You know, God doesn't actually say here, Jeremiah, you're good enough. God doesn't even say, Jeremiah, you're a great speaker. You know, we do that sometimes. A student will come to me and say, you know, Andrew, yeah, I don't really want to lead a devotional in our worship service because I'm just not a good speaker. And I might go, oh, you're a great speaker. You're really, really good. Maybe not, you know. God doesn't do that. He doesn't say, oh, Jeremiah, you're great. He says, I'm great. He says, I will be with you. I will tell you what to say. I will give you the strength. You see, when we question ourselves as Christians, we're really not questioning ourselves, we're questioning God. If we question whether we're good enough for the mission, for the purpose that we've been given, we're kind of questioning God. God says, it doesn't matter that you're a youth, which is a weird way to say that. I'll be with you. The mission is still yours. So how do we live out this mission of evangelizing to the world, including right where we are? How do we live out this mission every day? Because you might be thinking, well, Andrew, okay, that's great. And like at camp, it's super easy. On mission trips, it's super easy. But Andrew, you've never been to my school. You don't know what it's like. Or you've never been in my family. You don't know what I go through every day. And you're right. I don't. But again, the location doesn't change the mission. So no matter where you are, you've been called to evangelize right there. You've been called to fulfill your mission with everyone you possibly can right where you are. So how do we do that? Well, I think we start thinking about being a missionary a little differently. So this is a term, and I'll just go ahead and tell you, at Upward Bound, we studied a lot about generations. And my generation, the millennial generation, we've done some good things. One of the bad things that we've done is we've taken a lot of terms that were like good and meant great things, and we've like destroyed them. And this is one of the things that we kind of destroyed. This idea of living on mission, typically, and I'm not trying to be overly judgmental or blanket statement, but this is kind of how it is. Typically, when a millennial tells you they're living on mission, it's their excuse for, like, not really doing anything, right? Maybe I'm not going to attend worship services like I should, but I'm living on mission, so it's okay. But the thing is that this is actually really important. See, we should view our world around us, our communities, our schools, our homes, our neighborhoods, as a mission field. We should view every moment as an opportunity to fulfill the mission. When I was in the Dominican, I had the pleasure of working with a couple by the name of Sandy and Ryan True. And these two missionaries were probably the most missional missionaries I've ever known in my life. They truly fulfilled and they embodied what it meant to live on mission. Everything they did served a purpose. Whether it was who they ate with or where they ate or what they bought or where their boys played soccer, everything they did, they tried to do it through the lens of how can they fulfill the mission that Christ has given them. They left the Dominican, they returned back to the States, and they still continued to live on mission. About a year after they returned, Ryan and Sandy were in Mexico working at a children's home because they were always doing something. And while they were in Mexico, Ryan got really sick. He was rushed to the hospital. The hospital in Mexico couldn't figure out what was going on. They lifelighted him back to the States, and he was diagnosed with leukemia. 7 days later, he passed away. And you would think that with all of that, Sandy would take a break, that she would chill out. The mission maybe could wait a little bit while they figured their stuff out, but she didn't. Even through that whole terrible ordeal of Ryan's death, Sandy found ways to continue to fulfill the mission. She found ways to use that as an opportunity to continue to fulfill the mission that Christ had given her. You see, we really don't have much of an excuse. As Christians, we have been given a mission to evangelize. And that's it. It's ours to complete. And when I say it's ours, what I really want you to hear is that it's yours. Because I think what we do is as teenagers, I'm not a teenager anymore, but we'll say we for a second. As teenagers, we have a tendency to go, okay, that's for the adult side of the congregation to deal with, right? That's something I'll do when I become an adult, when I graduate from this youth group. We tend to push it off because we think that it's something that we grow into. But the mission has been given to you. In Psalm 96, verses 2-3, it says, "Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day. declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. Now, I read you that because I really think that this is what we're supposed to be doing. You may ask the question, okay, great, so I know I have a mission to fulfill. I know that I'm supposed to be a missionary living on mission. Great, okay, how do I do that? Well, this is what we're called to do. We bless the name of the Lord, tell of his salvation, tell of how his salvation has affected our lives every day. We declare his glory every day among everyone. And we tell everyone of the amazing things that God has done for us and for them. So what I want you to think about today, in the second and third lesson, we're going to talk more practically about how we actually do this. But what I want you to be thinking about today is, one, are you currently fulfilling the mission that you have been given? Are you currently looking for ways every day in every aspect of your life to evangelize and share the gospel with those around you? And if not, number one, why not? But what are some ways that you can better fulfill the mission that you have been given? Because again, you are a missionary. You are. And I think the first part of the battle here is to accept that this whole thing about being a Christian, this whole thing about being a follower of Christ, it's not something that happens when we graduate high school. If you have put on Christ in baptism, if you are a part of the body of Christ, you have been called to fulfill that mission now. And that can be a little scary, but God is with us. And he knows what you are capable of, and the parts that you're not capable of, he's there to fill in the gaps. And so I think the first part of this battle is to accept that we're probably more capable, or probably really, that God is more capable than we give him and ourselves credit for. So if you find yourself doubting your abilities today, I want you to know that you're not junior members of the church. You're a part of the body of Christ. You are a missionary. And that means that you have a purpose and an obligation to fulfill that mission every day. We'll talk later more about practical ways that we can do this, but I want you to continue to think about that today.